Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and expands our base. Of course, I say that to you every day, and it's absolutely true. This morning, I want to talk with you about contempt and violence and political allies. It's very simple. Let's begin with the question of contempt. This morning, the judge in the Donald Trump trial made clear that what Trump said yesterday is not true. Donald Trump said he couldn't testify. He was under a gag order. The judge said, "You're very wrong. The gag order doesn't apply. You can testify." Will Donald Trump testify under oath? The problem is, if he does, he'll have to tell the truth. And we know that every day that this trial goes on, Donald Trump digs his hole a little bit deeper. We've now heard a tape. It's not a new tape, it's an old tape. But it tells Donald Trump's words, in his own words, clearly to the jury. And there'll be more. There'll be more witnesses. Will Donald Trump be held accountable? If the whole story is told, he will. Will it matter to his base? I hope so. I believe the American people fundamentally care. And even Donald Trump's base, as, well, distorted a view as they may have, in my judgment, even they will have to recognize the truth. So we're going to watch what happens in this trial, and we're going to listen carefully to the witnesses. Hope Hicks, what will she say? That's going to be critical, because she was a part of everything that happened. It will also be interesting to see how Michael Cohen is received. All of this and more, it is high drama. Of course, it does not address the fundamental question of Donald Trump and his complicity in January 6th. I say this because everyone needs to understand that Donald Trump is facing a criminal trial, but what he really did was show contempt for the American Constitution, our orderly process in the transition of power, and so much more. Oh, one other quick comment about Donald Trump. He lost the election. He lost it. And he's still claiming he didn't lose it. And the Republican National Committee is going to meet this weekend. And will they affirm the fact that Joe Biden won the election and Donald Trump lost? Donald Trump is going to do everything he can to convince Republicans to maintain that he really won the election of 2020. Of course, we know he didn't win the election. And hopefully the American people will see through that as well. There's a lot on the line. The future of America, who we are as a nation. I want to shift now and talk about violence, because what we're seeing on the college campuses is violence. And let me suggest to you, violence breeds violence. What Hamas did on October 7th was a violent, reprehensible act which should be condemned by all responsible people. What we now know is that there are groups of people, I believe small groups on college campuses, who are saying that violence is okay. You have not heard them call for the release of the hostages. You have not heard them call on Hamas to abandon its position of the destruction of Israel. And indeed, the infection of violence from the Middle East seems to have hit us here in the United States. Let me be clear. I do not believe that a majority of students on American college and university campuses want Israel to be destroyed. I do not believe that most students support the idea of supporting Hamas. I do not believe that that is the case. What I do believe is that a small group of highly motivated people are determined to wreak havoc in the United States on behalf of their cause. Look at the violence taking place. Whether it's an attack on a library, seizing a university building, confrontation with police, all of that is being done in the name of standing up for the Palestinian people. It's not standing up for the Palestinian people. It's causing mayhem on American campuses. Three cheers for Joe Biden, the president of the United States, speaking from the White House yesterday, who defended the idea of peaceful protest and condemned the abuses we are seeing on campuses right now. And let me not be ambiguous in any way. It is Jew hatred that is driving all of this. I know there is some talk of Islamophobia, which we all condemn, but the anger is not directed at Muslims. The anger is directed at Jews. The right of Palestinians has not been denied, but the rights of Jews to an independent existence, Zionism as the national liberation of the movement of the Jewish people, is being denied. So I want to be absolutely on the record. I favor peaceful protest. I do not favor the kind of protest we are seeing on campuses now. The confrontations no doubt will continue. And I believe when all the facts are known, many of those contributing to this will not be students. They will be what we euphemistically call outside agitators. No, they're trained agitators. They are trained and financed by forces both from the Middle East and the United States who want to wage war against Israel and against the United States of America herself. There is something right about protest. There is something wrong with what we are seeing today. And the last thing I want to say is about Speaker Johnson. He is going to have to be saved from overthrow by Democrats. And I think they're going to do that. They don't do it gladly because, remember, the Speaker of the House of Representatives is an election denier. But he did do something very positive. He supported aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, aid to Taiwan. And I think in the end, although the far right of Republicans in the House would bring him down, he will survive because of Democrats. And the man who will be Speaker next, it appears to be Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat. But we'll have to wait for that, I think, until after the November 5th election. Indeed, in January, there will be a new House of Representatives, and one can only hope that the dysfunctional Republican Party will be displaced. That's my view today. I know the weekend is going to bring a lot of new developments, and we'll be talking about them right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman on Monday. Let me thank you for tuning in to another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along. Let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and sharing an episode with a friend or colleague so we can continue to grow. We do want to grow. We do want to expand. And that can only happen if you, our listeners, spread the word. You can interact with me on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I'm looking forward to that, as I always do. Special appreciation to the wonderful producer of this podcast, Gogo Zoger. She makes sure that Around the Political World with John Rothman is up and running each and every weekday. I will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, and let's hope the world is in better shape Monday than it is today.